I think I counted seven different possible explanations. And one of them is certainly that the United States by the mid-20th century was the wealthiest country in the world. But there's no reason why wealthy countries need science. So they have to choose to spend a lot of that wealth on science, and they set priorities within it. Now, one of those priorities, of course, is within areas of warfare. So the fact that, especially during the Cold War, which was a permanent mobilization of science, because you couldn't, once a war broken out, you can't then mobilize science, because war could be over in 3 minutes. So there was a permanent mobilization of physics and other branches of science, to the aid of building and keeping running different kinds of military systems. And that had, I think, lots of consequences for the sciences. So it was a rich country which felt that it needed to be permanently mobilised for warfare for much of the 20th century. That's one explanation that goes some way. It's also a very distinctive kind of country. It's a very big country. It relies on technological systems, for example, to get around or to communicate. And many sciences stem from getting technological systems to work. You know, from the early days of telegraphy and telephony or electrical supply systems is one. The sharing of computer resources over a place of scale of the United States, well, in a sense, that gives us a context why things like the internet were developed in the United States. So there's some geographical factors in there too. And there are other reasons as well. I think it's one of the exciting open questions of history, actually, is why did the United States become such a prolific country for science in the 20th century?